Hello and welcome to Travel Bistro. I'm Pam Barker. Thanks for joining me. If you travel, you don't travel, travel a little bit, travel a lot, don't travel at all, I hope you will find something of interest in my podcast. Today, for example, I'm going to talk about which airline serves the best champagne. Champagne is very subjective. Everything in life is subjective. I don't care what it is. The towels you use in your shower, the sheets, your favorite kind of shampoo, I don't care what it is. Everything is subjective, including champagne. Now, why this was of interest to me is because I am a champagne lover. I don't know many people who embrace champagne the way I do. I just don't. No judgment, as I hope they don't judge me. I have my favorites. I like cava as much as anything. Cava is from Spain, and it has the same fermentation process, really, as champagne. It can't be called champagne, and if you are a champagne lover, you know why. When I fly, I don't drink. I don't think that's a good idea. I really don't. However, the disclaimer here is when we fly. We recently flew to France. We flew to French Polynesia on French B. The first thing you do in the section of the plane we sit in is serve you sparkling. I'm not really sure what it is because truthfully, you're getting settled. And I didn't really notice when they were pouring. Pretty sure it's not the top of the line, I will say that, champagne, but still, it's fun. They take it away for takeoff, so it's a fun welcome. My favorite champagne is Veuve Clicquot from France. That is my absolute favorite since about 2007, I think, was when I first really began to enjoy a Veuve Clicquot, 2007. There's a reason why that sticks in my head. I won't bore you with that. But Moët & Chandon is also a favorite of mine. Truthfully, Dom Pérignon is way out of my price range. But when I have had it, I prefer Veuve Clicquot. It's kind of like Opus 1. When you have the wine Opus 1, it's so snooty and it's so la-di-da-di-da-da. It's like, okay, it's red wine. It's okay. It's good. And I get it, why people love Opus 1. So again, it's all subjective. Very, very subjective. But this article, 1 mile at a time, did this piece about the airlines serving the best champagne. And they agreed with what I'm saying. It is very, very subjective. How they broke it down, though, was by price. Now, having said that, like with any libation, price really doesn't mean anything. It can be something very, very expensive, and it needs to go down the drain, whatever. And they admitted all of this. But you have to have a starting point if you're going to do the best of anything, right? Primarily, this is focused, obviously, on first class, because that is where you tend to get champagne. Sometimes in business, it depends on the airline. It really does depend on the airline. But suggesting that champagne is better because of price isn't always a good fit. Let me back up too about the price of champagne. When you go to a restaurant, are you on a cruise ship? Are you anywhere where you're buying retail, you're paying the retail price of, I'm just going to use Veuve Clicquot, it is at least double what you pay at a store like where we buy ours, is at Total Wine here in the Palm Beaches where we are. It's double or more. And that is the case on any wine. And that is why, and when restaurants have half price nights, it's a good deal because really what you're doing is getting the price you would get if you went into a place like Total Wine and bought the wine yourself. So, but let's get to the airlines. Let's get to them. These are these are not going to be a surprise to you if you are a traveler, if you fly at all. Emirates has an exclusive agreement. They're like the top of the line here. They have an exclusive with Moët & Chandon and Veuve Clicquot and Dom Pérignon. That's what they serve on board in first class. Do they serve it in other parts if you order it? I don't know. It doesn't say. But because of that, some other airlines have stopped serving those because Emirates has an exclusive. Now, you know, was that the choice of the airlines? It wasn't really clear. All right, let's get to it. Japan Airlines, number one on this list that I'm looking at, serves on their flights from Japan in first class. The champagne they serve is some different ones. The prices range from $1,100 a bottle to $220 a bottle. These are Salon is the $1,000 one, and Curvy Louis Salmon is the $220. Kill me if I'm saying those wrong. Qatar Airways serves Ace of Spades Gold Brut. It's $320 a bottle in first class. Air France serves Piper Heidsieck Rare Champagne to 2013. It's $260 a bottle. Now, Air France regularly rotates their selections, so you may not get that. Singapore serves Tattinger, which is $220 a bottle. And Krug Grand, which is also really good. It's $200 a bottle. Emirates, back to Emirates, again, serving Dom Pérignon and the others. Al Nippon Airways serves Krug Grand, $200 a bottle in first class. Cathay Pacific serves Krug Grand. They all are very fond of that. Lufthansa serves Perrier Grand Brut. Lufthansa, again, also rotates their champagne regularly. Swiss serves Pommery, $180 a bottle, and they regularly rotate these. British, this is kind of interesting. They serve Lancet Nobel Brut, which is $100 a bottle, and Veuve Clicquot. Naturally, you know, Veuve Clicquot has been popular in Great Britain forever, I guess because of their proximity to France. I don't know. But it's, again, we're back to, of course, this is Grand Dame is 240. They serve that between London and New York. I'm going to keep that in mind the next time. I want my good champagne. I think what we need to focus on in the world of travel, in the world of flying, this article touches on not only the airline itself, but the lounges where first class passengers get to hang out and get ready for their flights. Not surprisingly, in the lounges, it aligns, according to this article, 1 mile at a time, very closely with what you get on the airlines. However, let's talk about airlines in airline travel. Recently, a friend flew on an economy airline and arrived at the airport with her luggage right at 50 pounds. Now, if you are a seasoned traveler, or I don't know, maybe a novice, you know to weigh your luggage ahead of time. There's a little device and you hook it onto your leg, you know, the handle of your luggage, lift it up and see what you're looking at, because it's kind of a big deal. Whether you're on, by the way, a plane or a train, like an Amtrak train, you need to know that luggage. Believe me, experience will teach you that. I know that firsthand. in New York, Amtrak. But what happened to this person, got to the airport very early in the morning, ready to go. You know, you're on edge, let's face it. And they had changed from 50 to 40. That's 10 pounds. That's a huge deal in packing your luggage. So while we're talking all about the wonderful champagnes you get served and how lovely that is and all of that, I would like to see the airlines. I don't know if it's ever going to happen, but I would like to see them dial it back to where, even if you're in coach, even if you're not paying the premium prices to get the premium things in the lounges and on the plane, that you at least get more comfortable seats, that you have a little more leg room, a little more food that's nice. We recently were on an airline, United. It was United Airlines. We were flying to California. This is very recently. And we bought food. We were in practically the very back of the plane, which I really don't mind that. If you're in economy or whatever they call it, if I'm in that area, I want to be all the way at the back. Just put me all the way at the back. And we were. And so we bought food. It was a long flight from Miami to California. And oh my goodness, it came in a box, and the box had saran wrap around it. So what was inside was wasn't even like a nice sandwich or anything. It was something that was, it really wasn't edible. So by the time we got to California, to San Francisco, I was hungry. So that's what I would like to see. A little more. Don't serve me the most expensive champagne. I'm not going to worry about that too much, but serve me a sandwich, you know, just like a, hey, I'm good. Ham and cheese. That's okay. That's what I would like to see. Stop pulling the surprises when you get there. Oh, we've changed it from 50 to 40 without telling you, without alerting you, because this person had to stand in line and figure out what to do. And she did. She's a veteran traveler. So she did not let her place in line go, by the way. So if that happens to you, you are not compelled to lose your place in line because of something the airline failed to tell you. Airlines are pretty good about keeping you informed. I will say this about United. They take you every step of the way right into what door you need to enter when you get to the airport, to their gate. I mean, they do a great job of that. They do need to improve on that food. I don't know if you are a champagne lover. I don't know if you care or not. Again, on a flight, that first little bit of champagne is it for me. Because it's like a friend of mine once said, he's like, I've seen Charlie's Angels. He's like, I never sleep on a plane. I never drink on a plane because like in the old Charlie's Angels TV show I'm talking about, he said, I may have to land the plane. Charlie's Angels did. It's a joke. It's a funny, but he didn't like to fly. So he really didn't drink and he really didn't sleep. And so my little bit of champagne in the beginning of a flight is something I do enjoy, and I don't really pay attention to the cost because it's all subjective. Thank you so much. I appreciate you for being with me at Travel Bistro today. Pulling up that chair, listening in, I feel you right on the other side of the mic. I hope you will listen to my other podcast as well, Gigi in the 561. Please listen to that. Both of these podcasts rest all the time on NorthPalmBeachLife.com, as well as 20 other platforms, iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, and Pandora, many, 20 other platforms. So we're out there. I'm talking to people all over the world, and that's the fact. I see my map where I'm being listened to, and I am very, very honored that you are all over the world listening to me. Thank you for that. Please look up Gary, my partner, my producer, G-E-R-R-Y. It is pronounced Gary, not Jerry. It is confusing, and we're sorry about that. But that's the truth. It is Gary. He writes for Splash Magazine Worldwide and All Things Cruise, as well as posts much on NorthPalmBeachLife.com. And don't forget to look up our YouTube channel, NorthPalmBeachLife.com. We thank you for those numbers. We see that too. I'm a novelist. I have 4 books and a children's book on Amazon. Pamela Barker, look me up. Yes, thank you for traveling with me about champagne today at Travel Bistro. Go ahead and come on back. We'll travel more.